Welcome to Inspiration Sounds. This is episode 68, and these are more stories from the heart of the world. Well, everyone, today I thought we'd do a couple of stories on patriots of India. As we all know, India struggled for many years with occupation from the English, through various means they sought to free themselves from this ruler. So today's stories are, you know, based on actual events. Sri Chinmoy would have heard them growing up, and so these are her own retelling of such stories. So sit back and relax for a very patriotic episode of Inspiration Sounds. I'm Budsamudra. Kudiram, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. In 1905, Bengal was divided in two by Lord Curzon. Bengal's great political leaders were dead against it, but they were helpless. So there was a great revolt in Bengal. The political leaders and the adorers of Mother India were all fighting against the British, but the British were ruthless. Whenever they heard people chanting Bande Matram, they used to arrest them. For the Indian patriots, Bande Matram was the slogan. Bande Matram was their mantra. Bande Matram was their life breath. By uttering Bande Matram, thousands and thousands of people embraced death. Of all the English, Judge Kingsford was the worst. He used to torture the revolutionaries mercilessly. His activities were atrocious. This led the revolutionaries to decide that Kingsford must be killed. Two young men, two great revolutionaries, were chosen to execute this task. One was Perafula Chaki, the other was Kudiram. They were young, they were spirited, they were devoted, and they were sincere. They were two jewels of Mother Bengal. Their leaders were all appreciation for them, and their friends were all admiration for them. So they took up the challenge. They would kill Kingsford. Every evening, it was Kingsford's custom to go out in his carriage for a short ride. One evening, they hid near Kingsford's bungalow, and when the carriage pulled away from the bungalow, the two young men attacked it. They threw a bomb into the vehicle and completely destroyed it. Alas, on that particular day, Kingsford was not inside. Instead, his friend, Mrs. Kennedy, and her daughter were in the carriage, and both of them were killed. Perafula Chaki was arrested, but Kudiram somehow managed to escape. Before the British government could punish Perafula Chaki, this hero of heroes committed suicide. In a few days' time, Kudiram was also arrested. He was caught in a railway station. There was only one way in which the British government dealt with such cases. On August 11th, 1908, Kudiram was hanged. But before he was hanged, he sang a particular line from a song with all his heart's soulfulness. Mother, farewell. I am going out just for a short while. Mother, farewell. Do give me permission to go out and come back. This particular line he sang a few times, and then he was hanged. Yes, Kudiram did come back to Mother Bengal. He came back in different bodies, in different names, in different shapes with new determination, new boldness, and a heart of supreme sacrifice from heaven. Only to Please You, Mother, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. Raja Ramohan Ray was one who had indomitable faith in his own willpower. Everywhere he was hailed as a hero supreme. He always used his heroic qualities in a divine way. He never misused his heroic qualities. One day, when he was a young boy, something most significant happened in his life. His family, which was very, very rich, was having a Durga Puja. India's Durga Puja is a most inspiring time when devotees worship Mother Durga most soulfully. It happened that Ramohan saw a man making the Durga idol out of straw and clay, and he helped the man build it. In a few days' time, the idol was placed inside the temple and everyone came to worship it as the supreme goddess, Mother Durga. Everybody was bowing down to the Mother Durga, but this little boy wouldn't bow down. The priest could not believe his eyes.
"What are you doing? What? Why are you not bowing down, my boy?"
he asked Ramohan. And Ramohan replied, "But why do I have to bow down to an idol made of straw and clay?" This was nothing short of blasphemy. The boy's father was furious.
"I have this kind of son. He is an atheist."
Ramohan's mother was afraid that some serious calamity would take place in the family if the boy did not bow down to the idol. She ran to her son, pleading,
"For God's sake, bow down, otherwise something will happen to us."
But Ramohan only said,
"I know this idol is made of straw, clay, and mud. I can't bow down before mud and clay."
Then the mother started crying helplessly before her son.
"If you don't bow down to the statue, then I will stay here and cry all day and night."
"But mother, I can tolerate anything, but I will not be able to take your tears. Since you are begging me, mother, I will bow down to the statue of Durga. But remember, I am bowing down to your goddess. Since you see something in this idol, I am doing this only to please you, but not with the hope that I will get something from it. I am bowing down only to please you."
Ramohan soulfully bowed down to Mother Durga, and his family left the temple extremely moved by the young boy's words. Ramohan Keeps His Prestige, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Butsamudra Knox. The Governor General of India was an Englishman named Lord Bentinck. He was very strict, and everybody was frightened to death at the very mention of his name. Ramohan Ray at this time was very well known as a man of knowledge and a great patriot. He was also a linguist who knew many languages. One day, the Governor General sent a messenger to Ramohan with the message,
"The Governor General wants to see you immediately."
Ramohan said to the messenger,
"I know he is the Governor General of India, but that does not mean that I have to listen to him and come immediately."
The messenger was shocked.
What do you mean? I will come if I have to, but in my own time," said Ramohan.
"I can't believe this," said the messenger. "Even in my dreams, I would not be able to believe this kind of thing. You Indians are at our feet, and yet you are acting so proud and haughty. You will see what kind of punishment you will get from Lord Bentinck."
Ramohan only said, "I am fully prepared. I know what kind of punishment I shall get, but also I know what I have to do with a foreign boss."
On hearing this story, Lord Bentinck became furious, but he said to himself,
"By becoming furious, what am I going to accomplish? I need some help from Raj Ramohan Ray, so let me be wise. Since I am the needy one, I have to be very careful."
He wrote a very polite letter to Ramohan.
"I am ready to see you at any time that is convenient for you. I will send my car to bring you here. Please let me know when you can come, and I will be extremely happy and honored to receive you."
The messenger came with a letter, and as soon as Ramohan read it, he said, "I am ready to see the Governor General." Ramohan explained to Bentinck when he saw him, "My skin may be dark, but I do have my own sense of prestige. You asked for me to come and see you immediately, but I did not come because my pride and prestige were hurt. When you wrote me a polite letter, then I felt sympathy for you. You may feel that the Indians are inferior, but you cannot treat us in that way." The Governor General shook hands with Ramohan and agreed,
"I know it is absolutely necessary to preserve one's prestige. It was wrong on my part to address you in that way."
Ramohan replied, "Your nobility, sir, has touched the very depths of my heart. I hope you enjoyed those stories from episode 68 of Inspiration Sounds, more stories from the heart of the world. As always, you can view these stories online at srichamoylibrary.com. Just type in the name of the story in the search box there, and it should come up for you, along with a whole bunch of other stories written by Sri Chinmoy. And in fact, these ones were from a series of books called Great Indian Meals, which were written way back in the 1970s. Anyway, join me next week for more stories, and I hope you have a good time. Enjoy yourselves. Don't do anything I wouldn't. Stay safe and stay warm. Thanks to the team, as always. But for now, it's bye-bye.